From the Editor's Desk by Susan Glass. I've been thinking lately about the differences between belonging to an organization and belonging to a community. The very word organization sounds both sterile and methodical to me, whereas community holds so much promise. Communities of people are brought together by common interests, common problems, and common needs. If they are at all ecological, then each member of the community functions best when in concert with all other members. As Judy and I assemble this issue of the Blind Californian, its articles remind me of the ways in which CCB is a community. As you read the profile of the ACB Capital Chapter, you may notice what interests, needs, and challenges it has in common with the Orange County chapter that we profiled in the previous BC. Both chapters have a rich history. Both are strengthened by members with good advocacy skills and good connections to their surrounding communities. Both are challenged by the need to recruit more and younger members. Both have constructive ideas about how CCB chapters can collaborate on projects and how CCB itself, as the umbrella community, can help all chapters grow. Both chapters are endeavoring to balance the needs of their individual members with the overarching needs of CCB. Both grapple with the fact that there is still so much work to be done by and on behalf of the blindness community, but all in our community are faced with limited time and resources. The good news is that we are all bound together by common interests, needs, and challenges, so our community won't be going away anytime soon. Its structure will certainly change over time to accommodate its members, but I am confident that our community will prevail. When you read Kathy Skiver's article about the Ellen Murphy Fund, you'll see how one woman combined her personal resources with CCB in order to improve the lives of blind women throughout California. This is a case of good leadership guiding a community's vision. Kathy has also shared a personal story with us about the importance of Braille in her life, as well as the prominent role played by the Missouri State School for the Blind in sculpting her character. To this day, Kathy remains in touch with the members of her school community, bonded to them by education and friendship. Even BC articles that summarize CCB convention proceedings and board meetings are crucial as they constitute archives of our community in action. We can only chart our future if we understand our past and accurately document our present. And speaking of our past, in our next issue of the BC, we plan to celebrate the lives of those CCB members who are 80 years old and counting. In other words, 80 and beyond. If you fit this category, please shout out to your editors so that we may honor you and celebrate your life and your contributions to the California Council of the Blind. Let me close on a note that I hope is both a way of thinking and a call to action. When I was a professor at West Valley Community College, I taught a number of courses with service learning components. Students worked on projects in their local communities and then incorporated that work into the writing that they were doing about activism, social structures, literacy, ecology, politics, and more. We have a slogan for those service learning courses: Serving to Learn and Learning to Serve. I think that slogan articulates our calling in CCB. We serve CCB in order to learn about it as a community, as well as in order to learn about blindness issues and about ourselves. Through our service, we learn how to serve. We learn what our skills, strengths, and talents are, and we learn how to share them with our community. That sounds like win-win growth to me.